Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Back when I was a child, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the land, my parents' generation knew things. There were skills that adults had in the 1950s, skills born out of necessity, skills that my folks tried to teach me. Rarely did they succeed, but I've always admired their effort. When I was a kid, adults used road maps to get around. There were no cell phones and no apps like Waze to point out the best and quickest route to your destination. Even more impressive was the average adult's skill at refolding a road map to its original flat and neat appearance. There was only one way to do it. Every fold, every crease only went one way. Even in the hands of a skilled map user, the refolded version never looked quite as neat as it did when AAA handed it out. About AAA maps, they're free. If you're a member, you can waltz right in and ask for a road map of every state, and they just give it to you. As a kid, I thought that was cool, and I still do as an adult, even though I'm not very proficient at using the thing. Back in the day, however, my folks were practically navigation professionals. Dad drove, Mom spread the map on her lap and warned of approaching route changes and road signs. The ability to orient yourself, read a map, and find your way without turn-by-turn voice directions was a universal adult skill that has quietly atrophied. Replaced by complete reliance on the device in our vehicle's dashboard or our cell phone. Rand McNally still prints an atlas, although now they promote it as a backup to your electronic devices. I have an atlas, but I don't use it to get from point A to point B. Instead, it has provided me with a fun pastime. I look for obscure towns with great names. So far, my favorite is a town in Oklahoma called OK. In other words, OK, OK. Cool, huh? That would be like finding a town in Ohio called OH. In other words, OO. I've looked and there doesn't appear to be such a place. You know what other skills most young adults could do back in the 1950s that many of today's 20-somethings cannot? Let me list a few. Balancing a checkbook. Changing a tire on the car. Fixing a leaky faucet. Sewing a button on a shirt. I don't intend this as an indictment of modern life these days, but the fact is that many of these basic skills are routinely outsourced now, usually to people happy to collect a fee for their service. As for the family checkbook, balancing one using simple math skills is becoming a lost art. There was a time when managing money required regular hands-on record keeping. Balancing a checkbook was actually taught in high school. Today, online banking and debit cards have made manual checkbook balancing almost obsolete. Many younger adults have never written a check at all. The discipline of tracking your money by hand, knowing your balance through your own arithmetic rather than an app? Well, that's a fundamental adult skill that technology has almost entirely replaced. As hard as it is for me to imagine and recall now, I used to change the oil in my car myself. Now I go to Jiffy Lube. What has this dependence on others caused us all? Maybe a loss of both self-reliance and the satisfaction that comes with fixing something ourselves.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.